Welcome to Long Shots Radio. Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl season and championship round. Vegas line. Huge movement, bad beats. This is what this show is about. Long Shots Radio Prime Time Edition exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, taking your calls, recapping what's going on, gambling tips. This is what we are about. Why is that line movement? Public versus Vegas. TrendBetting.com has your exclusive winners right online. Check us out. Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition, Donnie Wrightside, Thursdays, 8 p.m., TrendBetting.com. Folks, how's it going? Saturday night, night before. This is like Christmas Eve before the big day. Super Bowl Sunday at TrendBetting.com. Click on the websites. Go to the experts tabs. We are locked and loaded across the board. Now, before we get into the Super Bowl fun here, I do want to let you know there are a couple of college basketball games tomorrow that will be played. Will be played before the Super Bowl takes place. And you know me and my Metro Atlantic Conference action, we own that league. We're going to have a couple plays to be a nice, nice appetizer before the Super Bowl. But I can't stress this enough out there, folks. Being a professional in this business, the Super Bowl, folks, it's just one game. It's not a pile it on. It's not a double down. It's not a triple down. It's not, I lost a lot of money during football season, so let me make it up during the Super Bowl. This is just one day of 365 days of betting. Yes, it's a big game. Yes, you're going to have money on it. Yes, you want the right side in there, but stress the importance of taking it day by day. It's only one game. The game that I'm going to put you on before in the Metro Atlantic Conference is going to be just as good as the one I'm going to put you on in the Super Bowl, but everybody's going to be watching primetime lights, 6:45 kickoff Eastern Standard Time, Seattle Seahawks, New England Patriots. It doesn't get any bigger than that. Once again, folks, Long Shots Radio. This is Super Bowl Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. This is just going to be a shotgun blast, 110-meter race that we're going to get right through and put you on the right side of what we think the outcome is going to be, and also a special prop bet by Lucky Lance Williams I'm also going to give you on the show. So let's get down to the business. We talk about it all the time. You heard it on the bumper right there before I came on live. Public versus Vegas. There is no bigger game of the year that you're going to be able to use a measuring stick for the public versus Vegas than Super Bowl Sunday. The average gambler, the kid, the mom, the grandmother, your uncle, they all are going to bet on this game in one form or another. Over the past 2 weeks at work, they're hearing all who's going to win, who's going to do this. They're formulating their own opinions. They are the perfect person to ask who's going to win the Super Bowl and promptly go the other way. Joe Better loves this game more than any other game because all they know are the superstars, and they hear for two straight weeks which team they're going to like, and they formulate their opinion. If you look at Las Vegas right now, according to sportsoptions.com, 76% of the tickets are on the New England Patriots, but there is more money on the Seattle Seahawks, which is the sharper money, so to speak. We're going to break this game down and see which way we're going to go, public versus Vegas. But once again, there is no better barometer than Super Bowl Sunday. If you do want to bet against the public and that's the way you go about doing your business, this is the day to do it. Go opposite of the public, because every Tom, Dick, and Mary out there is going to be betting this football game. So it's going to give you a good idea of who to go with. Now, last year, if we take a look, everything correlates in the NFL. When you saw the line open last year, the Seattle Seahawks opened at a -2.5 after championship AFC and NFC Sunday last year. Within an hour, that game was pounded into Seattle getting 1.5 points. At Super Bowl time, it ended up Seattle was getting 2 points. the dominating market, which was the Denver Broncos, was pushing it, both public and some sharp information was behind the Denver Broncos. We saw right through that and drilled the Seattle Seahawks last year in the Super Bowl. It was one of the easier plays we had all year, both looking at the game and, of course, going back over the options and seeing what information was available. That was a no-brainer, and it was an ass-kicking from start to finish that all of our clients had at TrendBetting.com. It was a sweep across the board for us. Any which way you wanted to go, TrendBetting.com, we nailed everything for you. Now, as I said again last year, it was minus 2.5 to open up for the Seattle Seahawks and closed at plus 2. Similar scenario this year. Minus 2 Seattle opened up right off the bat, and within hours that game was pounded into Seattle getting plus 1. The line actually right now reversed a little bit today, went back to a pick'em, and also actually some books and some offshore books are opening this game back up at Seattle at minus 1. Now, again, similar scenario there. We're going to read into that just a little bit later. Now, also going with the public, ESPN.com, ESPN, just looking at TV, all these shows, NFL Network, NBC, CBS, whoever is broadcasting this game and putting out sports information, ESPN released a figure today that said, oh, here we go. One big whale in Las Vegas put a seven-figure wager that was accepted, and it was going through on the Patriots. So that feeds into more public perception. Oh, the big money guys, they're all over the New England Patriots. Sometimes it is the case. A lot of the times it's not the case. But they were saying in Vegas last week that more six-figure wagers were on the New England Patriots than the Seattle Seahawks there. That's big money coming in, not necessarily sharp money, because if you're a billionaire and you go drop $1 million in Vegas, that really doesn't mean too much to me. I mean, it's the sharper guys, the guys that are in the long term, that's where you want to see where the money is going. Now, feeding in once again to public perception, if we roll back to AFC and NFC Championship Sunday, what the public saw, the Patriots rolled the Indianapolis Colts, who in turn rolled the Denver Broncos the week before. Because as you're winding down, there's only a couple football games on. Guys, casual fans are going to watch those games. And boy, did the Patriots look extremely good in annihilating in the rain with deflated footballs the Indianapolis Colts. Blowout, 45-7. That's what you saw. Also, previous before in the day, you saw the Seattle Seahawks struggle with turning the football over against the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers should be in the Super Bowl. Absolutely, they blew it. No question in my mind, Green Bay was the better team on that day. But for the last 5 minutes of the game, for some reason, they crawled into a shell, did nothing right, imploded, and ended up losing in overtime. But the public only sees what they want to see. The last thing they saw on TV was the New England Patriots rout the Indianapolis Colts, and that was the lasting image for there. Now, for the Seattle Seahawks, another interesting angle for you is been there, done that in Arizona. Seattle plays in Arizona every single year, so you're going to have some familiarity there. If you saw the Pro Bowl last week, a lot of the players were slipping on that turf. Now, this turf is a little bit different than, let's just say, where the Philadelphia Eagles play or the Washington Redskins or the Green Bay Packers. That's just your standard turf that's outdoors, watered, sun, weathered, you know, all that good stuff throughout the Northeast and throughout the winters. In Arizona, they have the cart that goes in and out of the stadium on a mobile track, goes out, gets sun, and comes back in. It's perfect conditions, but if you have never played on that type of surface, you might be a little bit leery, you might slip and fall, you might not know what to do. The Seattle Seahawks play at this stadium every single year. They're going to know exactly what cleats to use. They're not going to have to switch it up in the first quarter. Nobody's going to fall down on a deep wrap because they're not sure. These guys have played there each year, and there's a lot of familiarity. Same thing with the hotels. They probably fly into the same airport, stayed at the same hotel they stay in every single year when they go down there. Also with the stadium itself, sight lines, they've been there. They know where the scoreboards are at. They know where the clock is at. They know where to read the play clock at. When you look up, there might be a couple lights that are a little bit disorienting. If you look to the left, they would know not to do that. They've been there and done that. They know the stadium. They know the sidelines. They also know the locker rooms. They might even be in the same locker room as the visitors that they are each time during the year. So there's a lot of familiarity that you can take a look at. And the biggest familiarity, the Super Bowl. They played in it last year. They went through media day. They had the two-week break. They knew exactly how to prep, and they went out and destroyed the Denver Broncos. Now, it might be a little bit different if Seattle went to the Super Bowl last year and lost, then came back this year and came to the Super Bowl again. They might be trying new things. You say, oh, you know, we ate at this restaurant last year and we lost. We showed up at this party on Monday night and this club on Monday night and we lost. We practiced for 3 hours on Friday. Maybe we'll cut it back to 2 hours. They have a perfect itinerary, folks. They blew out a Super Bowl winning, Super Bowl team last year, and it was easy. It wasn't even close. So they're going to stick to their same routines and go over each and everything that they did previously. Now, let's get into the numbers of the game. You heard a little bit of the background there on familiarity and what we're looking for in public versus Vegas. Let's get into the hard numbers here because there's a couple angles that we really hit in this football game that we think that you want to know. Both teams very good, 14-4 overall. Yes, that includes playoff wins during the regular season and the playoffs. The Patriots averaged 30.4 points per game and giving up 19.5 points a game. That's comfortable. That's a double-digit win on estimate every week playing through those 18 weeks. And they're playing very well to end the season, same as the Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks are averaging 25 points a game and only giving up 16.3, just under double digits per game there throughout the 18 total games, obviously including the two playoff games. Both teams are very, very, very good home teams with 9-1 records. You could argue that the Patriots were undefeated because they did bench some starters in that last game against the Buffalo Bills. That stat obviously doesn't really factor in, but it just gives you an idea when these teams are home, they really, really play to win. Both of these teams go on the road. One of the hardest things to do in the NFL, forget about covering the spread, it's just winning the football game on the road. So if we take a look there, both of those teams were identical at 5-3 overall. Here's the angle that we're going to want to take a look at. Seattle, obviously, big home field advantage. New England, obviously, big home field advantage with where they play, and the records speak for themselves. But going on the road, they're 5-3. Both of them have a little bit of chinks in the armor there. But the very important thing is they both play on turf at home. New England plays on turf at Gillette Stadium. And up at CenturyLink, the Seattle Seahawks have turf as well. When they take their show on the road to play on grass, the New England Patriots are only 1-3 overall. In those games, they lost to the Dolphins by double digits, which was 13 points. They got destroyed by Kansas City by 27 points. They went to Green Bay. It was a tough, hard-fought game. Still lost, and they lost it by 5 points. But they did end later in the year against the San Diego team and beat them by 9 points. If you take a look at those four games overall, the New England Patriots are a -9 overall with their points when playing on the road on grass. Now, it is a neutral field, so it's not a true road game, but these statistics should still match up. Let's take a look at the Seattle Seahawks. 5-2, as I said, overall on the road when playing on grass. They lost early in the season to the San Diego Chargers by 9 points, beat the Washington Redskins early in the year by 10, beat the Carolina Panthers by 4, lost to the Kansas City Chiefs by 4 points, hammered the San Francisco 49ers by 16, beat the Philadelphia Eagles by double digits and 10 points in Philadelphia, and roasted the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona in the Super Bowl where they are playing by 29 points. If we take a look at those seven games, the average victory margin is a +8 for the Seattle Seahawks, where, as I said, it's a -9 points for the New England Patriots. If we break down the average score of playing away from home on grass fields, the New England Patriots average 19.5 points a game and give up 28.5 points a game. If we look at the Seattle Seahawks, they average scoring 22.7 points a game and 14.7 given up on the road, just about over a touchdown better. That is a huge disparity when playing on grass as opposed to turf with these two football teams. If we take a look at the injury situation for both squads, they're pretty much full go. Brian Stork, the center for New England, today was upgraded to probable. We had him factored in the game all week long anyway, so it was no surprise to us. No mix or no change in anything that we're going to be looking at. Now, the Seattle Seahawks are a little bit banged up. Cam Chancellor did get a little bit of a scare on the Friday practice where he banged up his knee on one of the last plays of practice. Came back today in the walkthrough. They said all systems are a go. He's probable as well. Earl Thomas' shoulder got 2 weeks off with a separated shoulder. You know, it's not going to heal up in 2 weeks, but he is going to take the field and play. And as you've seen before, many players, as long as you can tough it out and as long as you, you know, get a nice shot before the game, that shoulder should not come into play. Another one is Richard Sherman's strained elbow. Again, he had 2 weeks off as well. Did not miss a single practice over the past 2 weeks. He's probable and full go. And obviously the same with Cam Chancellor. A big injury on the offensive line for the Seattle Seahawks, which they're getting back, is Justin Britt out on the tackle position. And also another 2 weeks there for Max Unger. Max Unger to get completely healthy, one of the best centers in the National Football League. One of the angles, again, that we're going to take a look at here, which is very important, which had a lot to do with last year, the perception that Peyton Manning couldn't throw the ball deep in the Super Bowl was huge, because all Seattle did was come up with press coverage, and Eric Decker and Demaryius Thomas are sensational wideouts. Big tight end with Julius Thomas last year, as well as Wes Welker working the slot. Now, in that game, you saw the Legion of Boom clamped down and destroyed Peyton Manning and that offense. A similar thing is what we're going to be looking at this year. Tom Brady does not throw the ball deep with success, which is huge. Now, if you take a look on the opposite end of it, the Legion of Boom and that secondary defense as a whole is the fourth best defense against the short passing game. Tom Brady's throwing the football 1 to 10 yards is 69% completion. When you stretch that out to just over first down range from 11 to 20 yards where the ball travels, he's 56%. Now, getting into that 21 to 30-yard range, he has a severe dip down of 28%. Throwing the deep ball, 30 to 40 yards, 12.5% completion rating. 41 yards or longer, which is a bomb, you know, end of the half, he is 25%. Tom Brady, of the quarterbacks in the NFL, over 32, obviously the 32 starters there, but I believe only 25 actually fit into this mold with enough throws. Tom Brady is the fifth lowest completion percentage overall downfield, and obviously we just told you that Seattle is the fourth best defense at 15 yards or less. You're not just going to beat this team up. Julian Edelman's not going to go 7-yard slant all day long. There's not going to be a back out of the backfield. You're just going to float the football over and pick up 9 to 10 yards. This team, this defense, will clamp down. Vice versa last year with Peyton Manning versus Seattle. Now, Peyton Manning, everybody sees he doesn't throw the ball deep, but even Manning, 21 to 30 yards, threw it at 44% completion clip, and 31 to 40 yards was at 56%. So he was able to hit the bottom off, and Seattle even took that away last year. So if Tom Brady, and he just wants to throw that 3-yard out, 4-yard out, 5-yard out, look for a lot of instances where Seattle's going to be able to jump that route. But more importantly there, when you rip off chunks, you're moving the ball downfield with a better chance to score. Throwing a bomb, throwing a 40-yard play, you're really moving the ball downfield. It's extremely hard to go on a 10 to 12 to 14 play drive versus Seattle Seahawks. You're going to make a mistake, and you're going to be working behind the chains. That's a huge, huge ingredient there into that equation. Now, if you take a look at both teams overall, they're superstars all over the field. One of the major factors I think is going to come into play is the pass rush of the New England Patriots getting after Russell Wilson. I don't think they can pressure him at will, and I think Russell Wilson's going to have time to make some plays. Marshawn Lynch is going to run in this football game and run for over 125 yards. The read option is going to be huge because you have guys like Rob Ninkovich trying to rush the passer, mush rush, and put a spy on Russell Wilson. That's not going to work. When this game goes on and on and on, they're going to feed the ball to Marshawn Lynch. He has 2 weeks to get healthy on grass. I believe he is going to run exclusively up the middle and also just outside the tackles to set the read option so the corner can be had by Russell Wilson pulling that ball out and running down the sidelines. These are two very, very good defenses, two very, very good head coaches, but when it all boils down to it, the same as last year, the same result. I'm not picking a blowout winner or as easy as Seattle was last year, but there's no question in my mind the Seattle Seahawks are the play this year. Take the 1 point that's out there now. If you can get it at pick 'em, take it as well. If you get it at -1, that's fine as well. We have this game ending up somewhere 24-21 to 24-20. The Seattle Seahawks taking the Super Bowl and going back-to-back world championships. This is my trendbetting.com play. All my clients, friends, and family members are being told to be placed on the Seattle Seahawks for this game. Lucky Lance Williams did have a prop for this game as well. Roughing the passer, take yes, and grab the +120. That means somebody's going to get a hit late there, and I bet you it's probably New England Patriots being frustrated they cannot get to Russell Wilson. So take the Seattle Seahawks in this game. Where again, we're advising everybody to get on there. Go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab, folks. Check out, we all go in there. There is going to be some basketball games tomorrow, but the big game, the year-end game of the NFL, your Seattle Seahawks +1 is going to be the right play for the game. Folks, it's been a lot of fun for this whole NFL season. Let's get some good luck as we end the year with the Seattle Seahawks as the plus one favorite to win this game outright. We'll see you on the show next Thursday night. Have a great weekend, everybody, and good luck. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at TrendBetting.com to work for you. Go to TrendBetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the Experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, TrendBetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com.